This morning's class is on living with God, and there's a few of you who don't know us, and so I'll introduce our panel. My name's Anandi. I work here at the Expanding Light and at Crystal Clarity. We have Ananta McSweeney, who, with his wife Maria, directed our center in Sacramento for about 20 years, and now is here at the Village, running our gardening program and our program for young people. And another Maria, not Ananta's wife, Maria Warner, is here. She is part of our team on the magnificent Ananda website. So, I have something, a question for you. If I told you that I could teach you a yogic technique that would give you these benefits, I wonder what you would think. Okay. This yogic technique improves physical beauty, grace of expression, power of mental receptivity. It prevents hardening of the arteries. It ensures lasting youth by stimulating circulation and helping eject foreign matter from the body. It drives away headaches. It improves the voice, steadies the nerves. And notice, these are all Yogananda's words, by the way. And notice how he puts this in all caps. This is the way he did it. Puts on or takes off fat. He's a real salesman. As desired. It sends curative life energy to diseased body parts. It helps detach scattered attention from the senses and leads to greater concentration. It strengthens the mind and leads to all kinds of bright success. Without this technique, the will remains atrophied. This exercise opens up limitless possibilities for all-round success. Would you like to learn that technique? You already know this technique. This technique is the energization exercises. And just as we know that one kriya correctly done can take us into samadhi, if we do the energization exercises correctly, these are the benefits. They're extraordinary. And I wanted to talk about energization exercises this morning and also something else, another technique of masters, because they are intimately involved with our subject of living for God, living with God. Without energization exercises, this is a before, picture before. We stand here, we're a certain height, certain structure, just a limited piece of matter. Bones, muscles, internal organs, we're matter. We love God, but as many religions define God, God is holy other. We are matter, God is spirit. Never the twain shall meet. But energization exercises, Maria McSweeney, Ananta's wife, said this at Sunday service a couple of weeks ago, and I just was so thrilled. She said, energization exercises break apart the material world. I thought, yes, that's it. Energization exercises take apart the structure. We have matter. We discover the connecting link between matter and spirit, which is energy. We begin with the energization exercises to literally feel energy, which is the pipeline that connects us to cosmic energy, which comes directly from pure consciousness. So it opens us up to this direct channel. Many of us are familiar with Swami talking about a book called My Talks with Great Composers by Arthur A. Bell. And in these talks with great composers, all of the great composers said that they didn't feel that they created their music, but rather they received their music. But he had a very interesting talk with Brahms. And Brahms said two things. One I'll talk about later. The first thing he said was that he felt, of course, he drew his music, and he said he felt he drew it not by entreaty, but by affirmation. And this is the second part of our talk. But he said another interesting thing. I want to make sure I've got the word. He said that when he writes music, he is appropriating the spirit. Now, I had to look up in the dictionary appropriate to make sure that I understood it correctly, but it meant that he was using it as his own. He was drawing spirit's inspiration into him, and it was not his, but what he had taken from God, which was creating this music. And I thought that's exactly what the energization exercises do. We're appropriating divine energy. We're using God's energy as our own. And in the process, we feel our connection with God. There was a guest at the Expanding Light a couple of weeks ago, very nice lady. And she had gotten interested in spiritual things. And somehow in her spiritual questing, I guess she was very philosophically oriented. She came upon these sort of ancient Indian texts, you know, which are pretty hard to even comprehend. And what she did understand was, she said, they were talking about, you know, that only God is real and that the material world, and this isn't, I'm not sure this is the exact word she used, but it was a word that meant exactly this. The material world is repulsive. And I thought, okay. And she said, now what does that mean? I said, okay, well, I can get the concept. God is real, matter is pulling us into delusion and all that sort of thing. But I was thinking about what Davy said earlier in this week. What fun is that? I mean, who wants to live in a world that's repulsive? And Master's teachings say to us, no, this world is divine. But he doesn't leave it at that. He says, you can experience divinity through energy. That energy connects you with the energy of all the world. Just like all the trees drawing life force from the same earth, all of us drawing oxygen from the same source, we're all animated by the same life energy. And so we are all connected in divinity. And it's something that we can experience for ourselves. We talk about Dwapara Yuga, that this is the age of energy, and that means that this kind of structure and this kind of system and all these things are happening. But the key thing about Dwapara Yuga is that Master has said, you are part of Dwapara Yuga. You are made of energy, and you can experience this every day. And you can draw on that, and in that energy, live with God. It is the will, as we know, I'm not going to teach the energization in the usual way, but the will is what links us. It's the magic bridge that draws that energy into us. I was thinking of this example, and I thought, I know there's an electrician in the audience that's going to tell me that this is totally wrong. But my sense is that in an electric socket, there's just energy waiting. It's just sitting there, and it's waiting. We turn on the light, and it draws the energy to where it's needed. And that's just what the energization exercises do. And I thought it would be interesting for us to do some little exercises. I want to see, lately I've just been feeling, I remember a while ago, Pranava was giving a class on energization exercises. And what he said was, I keep coming to new realizations about energization exercises. And I think, now, I'm finally getting energization exercises, and then another one, and then another one. And so I've been feeling newly inspired about energization, and I'd like to see if just a couple of these exercises might help you feel more connected to this experience of how energization breaks apart the material world. So if you would please stand. We're not going to do double breathing, so you don't have to... You don't have to worry. We're just going to start with a simple sort of almost a theatrical exercise. I want you to imagine that there's a bucket at your feet, and you're just going to bend down. It's a completely empty bucket. You're just going to bend down and pick that bucket up. Okay, very easy, right? Okay, now put the bucket back down. Okay. Now imagine that that bucket is completely filled with rocks. Okay, now as we do this next part of the exercise, because the way we do these things is automatic. So as we do this next part of the exercise, pay attention to what's happening as you bend down to pick up the bucket that's full of rocks. Pick that up. Okay, and can you feel how, in order to pick up that, you can lay it down again. I don't want to strain you. As you did that, you had to use your will to send more energy to your arm, and it happens automatically. But now we're going to just do this a little bit more, again, focused. So now as we close our eyes, and I love what Master said about keeping your eyes closed during energization exercises. He said that you lose energy through your eyes if your eyes are open. So you keep your eyes closed, and we're going to just now do just something very simple, which is we're going to start to tense the forearm, low, medium, high. So you're tensing that forearm as hard as you possibly can, vibrating a little bit. Okay, now just tense it just a little bit more. You can consciously send more energy there. Okay, now just tense it just a little bit more. Okay, now gradually relax, and as you relax, feel the energy released. And see how you could, of course you can feel the difference between the two arms, but see how you could continue to send more and more and more will into that arm. But now we're going to try something a little bit different. We're going to break apart the material world. When we learn energization, Master and Swami tell us that by tensing the muscle, we eventually come to become aware of the energy that animates that tension. Now let's try to feel that energy animating the tension. We were aware that the muscle was tense. Now let's actually try to feel the energy as it goes there to create that muscle tension. So you can use the other arm if you'd like. Just as you're sending energy there, become aware that it's energy flowing there that's making that muscle tense. Just break apart that simple thing that we do every day through the energization. Okay, tensing it, and now relax. And as you relax it, you feel that energy withdraw. I'm just going to do that one more time. You can alternate arms if you like that better. And just, again, you have the will, you have the thought to tense your arm and feel that energy creating the muscular tension. And relax. Now we're going to do it just a little bit more. We're going to massage the medulla. And just as you relax your hands, feel that my image of electricity, true or false, that all the cosmic energy is waiting at the medulla. It's available. And now, as we send that will, that thought, that intention to tense our muscle, that energy is drawn to that muscle and is through the medulla, connecting us to the cosmic source. And just relax and feel it. Just feel that living connection that you have with God, with cosmic energy at the medulla. Let's do that one more time. Massage the medulla. Relax your hands. Feel God as if it's the mouth of God. Feel as if God's breath is right on the back of your medulla, waiting till you call on it. Now you tense that muscle. You send energy which draws life force through the medulla to that muscle. Vibrate that muscle with that life energy. And you relax and feel it. And one last time, just to kind of balance ourselves out, let's feel God available to us at the medulla. And as we tense the whole body, feel the life energy stimulating the tension. And then relax. And you can sit down now. This connection that we have with God through Master's techniques is also experienced, and I've been, again, very inspired lately by feeling the similarity between affirmations and energization. Without affirmations, just like with energization, I stand here just a sort of a body, God, holy other. Without affirmations, I stand here. This is what I learned from my parents. This is what I learned growing up as an American. This is my karmic patterns that are in my brain. I'm all completely locked in limitation. Master used to say that who we are is not determined entirely by our intelligence and the effort we put out, but by the karmic patterns that are grooved into our consciousness. But he wouldn't let people sit with that, because if we sit with that, we close the door to God. And so he said, no, open that door to limitless possibilities. Draw that divine consciousness, just like we drew the energy, divine consciousness and energy into you through changing your thoughts in a conscious way, which is what energization exercises are doing. And let me just see. I didn't know how the time was going to work on this, so I... We have a tendency to, there's a tendency to beg, to ask for help. And Master said, no, we have to put ourselves on God's energy level. People say, God, come to me, I need you. And he said, why would God want to go down there? What he meant was, it's not that God doesn't love us or isn't sympathetic to us, but when our eyes are on the ground, when we're whining, he can't find that doorway. But when we can lift our energy up, we can draw that in. We can open ourselves to the flow of God. And so I'd like to share, again, experientially, I'd like to do an energization, an affirmation together, and just try to feel, consciously feeling that connection with God through it, living with God as we draw that in. But I wanted to share a few points about energization, about affirmation that have been inspiring me lately. One is that when we affirm, we want to forget entirely what we're affirming about. We know what it is. We already know what it is. We put it out of our minds. God knows how to send that healing energy to that place. We want to put out of our mind all doubt. We want to put out of our mind all looking for results, because both of those take our energy away from this breath of God that is transforming us, that we don't know how to change ourselves. We don't know how to digest our lunch, but God knows how to do all these things through us, and that's what affirmations can do. I said I would mention about Brahms. Again, what Brahms said is that he affirmed for his music. He didn't ask for it, but rather he affirmed. And his what he meant by that is he said, well, the Lord's Prayer has seven affirmations in it. I was like, really? So I looked up the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord's Prayer says, of course, give us this day our daily bread. Deliver us from evil. But what he was meaning is, those are two affirmations. I know that you will do this for me. I'm asking this in perfect confidence. So we want to have that energy. When we affirm, and I'm not going to teach this because we know it, we know we do it loudly, but it's much more important as we do it more softly, because it's regrooving the subconscious mind is where transformation can come back to the conscious. But taking it even more deeply, Master said the superconscious is the magic storehouse of infinite possibilities. And if we can take this affirmation to the superconscious, which means we go beyond the words, we go entirely to the intuitive connection with the feeling of it. We begin to get on its wavelength and we begin to tap into limitless possibilities. So let's now just do an affirmation. Time is going by more quickly than I thought it would. Okay, so sit up straight. Close your eyes, inhale intense, and relax the body. Now, with your eyes uplifted to the point between the eyebrows, become aware of the medulla oblongata and become aware of the spiritual eye. And as we do this exercise, which is about energy, I'd like you first to think of something in your life, a physical problem, some kind of emotional block, anything that sort of bothers you, not to put it to the front of your mind, but just to motivate you as you do these exercises. So you feel there's you're really going somewhere with it. Now put that completely out of your mind. And we're going to do this exercise just a few times. We'll first just do it loudly and repeat it after me. We'll do it rhythmically, repeat it after me. And as you're doing it, just tune into the words, but especially tune into the life force that's coming in through the medulla. I will life force to charge.
I will life force to charge.
With godly will, I will it charge.
With godly will, I will it charge.
Through my nerves and muscles all.
Through my nerves and muscles all.
My tissues, limbs, and all.
My tissues, limbs, and all.
With vibrant tingling fire.
With vibrant tingling fire.
With burning joyous power. In blood and glands,
in blood and glands,
by sovereign command,
by sovereign command,
I bid thee flow.
I bid thee flow.
By my command,
by my command,
I bid thee glow.
I bid thee glow.
By my command,
by my command,
I bid thee glow.
I bid thee glow.
Now let's just take this, because of time, just to the whisper level and feel like you're taking it deep into the subconscious mind. I will life force to charge. With godly will, I will it charge. Through my nerves and muscles all. My tissues, limbs, and all. With vibrant tingling fire. With burning joyous power. In blood and glands. By sovereign command, I bid thee flow. By my command, I bid thee glow. By my command, I bid thee glow. Now we'll do it silently with great intensity. I will life force to charge. With godly will, I will it charge. Through my nerves and muscles all, my tissues, limbs, and all, with vibrant tingling fire, with burning joyous power, in blood and glands, by sovereign command, I bid thee flow. By my command, I bid thee glow. By my command, I bid thee glow. I'm going to do it one more time, and this time say it with me so I won't leave a pause for you. Just feel that current of energy. I will life force to charge. No, I'm sorry. Say it with me silently. Just say it at the superconscious silently. I will life force to charge. With godly will, I will it charge. Through my nerves and muscles all. My tissues, limbs, and all, with vibrant tingling fire, with burning joyous power, in blood and glands, by sovereign command, I bid thee flow. By my command, I bid thee glow. By my command, I bid thee glow. And I just attune to that vibration of healing. Feel yourself open to the great, conscious, transformative, energizing power of God that is with us at all times. Living with God is something we can do every moment of every day. Om.